So did you feel strange energy from Waco, John, when you were out there?
Well, you know what it is, George. It's the reason why I paused before. It was overwhelming. It was so many emotions at once. But first of all, the first thing I felt was it was the blackness of the place. No matter, you know, and not knowing still where I was. It was you know, between seeing that crow in my head and the Edgar Allan Poe poem in my head going on, and it was a wave of emotion. That's why when people see this, they'll understand what I'm. It's more of a visual to watch me go through these emotions. Remember, they're learning too. This whole film crew and the producers, how I work and how I don't work, because talk about, you know, putting me at one of the most. Can I say the worst tragedies that, you know, in God.
No, I wouldn't call it one of the worst tragedies. I mean, you may.
Okay, yes.
You
know, this, you know, you've
I
got.
Know, Oklahoma City was bigger and 9/11 was bigger.
Okay, still, it's still, all right. It was still.
Tragedy. It was still a tragedy.
Absolutely tragedy. A tragedy. You know what I mean? That left its imprint on the place and the, you know. So the whole place permeated this sense of death, and that's when I had to ask. I said, "This is definitely Waco." But after about an hour, and I'm giving the information, and people will say, and people will see that when they're doing this, and then they took me to in Waco at this compound, you know, Carmel. Remember, I'm with this woman still, so I find out who this woman.
Yeah, I was going to say you still didn't know at that
time
who she was.
Absolutely, okay. She is the reporter. Her name is Lee. She works for the Star in Dallas.
Dallas Star.
Yes, and she was one of the people that spent the 51 days out there, and I found out, you know, later on that these people lived in tents and waited, and I'm like, what? I said, you were here for 51 days watching, and, you know, I mean, it's weird. It's like I go through the emotions of telling them what I'm getting, and then they, at the end, tell me what that all is. I'm like, oh, my God, because I was feeling, too, that this was, like, I started tapping into the FBI and the rightful people there, the ATF, and they screwed up majorly, you know what I mean? I kept getting, like, how could this happen? How could this happen? But I started picking up the whole vibe of the Branch Davidians, that they were ready for this, or David Koresh was. He had this whole plan with weapons and arsenal. And like I said, I'm so glad I didn't know anything about this area, because it would have stopped the information. What did I know? Do I remember this from history? So I got to be a good portal for the information. You know what I mean? And I just gave it. And I'm looking at the people. Do you understand? Do you understand? Because I swear to God, I never read an article on it. And I can say that. My hand to God. And thank God I didn't. And then at...
I'm going to slap you down for a second. You mean during that entire Waco episode, you didn't know about it?
I knew about it. I mean, but I didn't follow it. I mean, I didn't know what... I don't remember the word Branch Davidians, David Koresh. I swear to God. I mean, and that's what the skeptics are probably going to say, of course. You know what I mean? But I swear to God, George, you know what I mean? And you know, the sad thing is, there's lots... I asked people, and I said, did you know anything? And some say yes, and some say no. It's amazing. They're like, well, I knew this. It depends to what age they are, but I try to ask people around my own age. Yeah, so I didn't. I mean, and besides, there was too much detail that I, you know, as if I was inside. And I know some Davidians got away. And, you know, George, there's always going to be someone who says, well, then you talk to someone who lives inside. No, I didn't.
What does that area look like now? I mean, is it pretty well all flatland now?
It's pretty flatland, and it was in March, so it was desolate. But look, it looked like just calm. You know what I mean? It looked like they had their winter. You know what I mean? I'm from New England. Where are you, by the way?
I was born in Detroit. Right now, I'm speaking to you from St. Louis, and I live in Los Angeles, and I go back and forth.
Okay. All right. So I don't know what time zone you're on. You know what time it's here. It's 3:30. All right.
Yeah, it's late for you.
Yeah, so they what was happening. I'm sorry, George, I lost it again. It's probably because I'm tired. Say it again for me.
Well, we're talking about David Koresh, and I asked you what the land is like. I mean, have they rebuilt out there?
No, not at all. All I'm looking at, okay, by the way, I'm sorry. While I'm looking, see, I don't know what angle to how to talk to you. I probably do this as if I'm watching the film clip. I'm trying to experience it with you. But
drink some caffeine and wake up. You got another hour to go.
Oh, well, God, I know that. No, I'm fine, really. I'm totally a night person, but it's they showed it was quite desolate, but yet you'd think it felt calm, but it didn't. You know what I mean? It's like
it's like Gettysburg. I bet if you were at Gettysburg, you'd feel all kinds of things.
Well, you know what, too? I thought if they took me to Gettysburg, I was hoping that they didn't choose that because that's so obvious. You know what I mean? It's too much. So it's very desolate, and it's wintertime, but I knew it should still feel calm, but it felt so cold and empty. And on this building, it's just one little church or one building. And I started describing what the building looked like and the shape of it, you know, saying I could feel the flatness.
Yeah,
and I was talking
I'd like to see this one. So this one's going to be on the History Channel show.
Yeah. And I talk about the tower and how the Branch Davidians hid in this tower. That's how they knew everything was going on. And one thing got me, too, though, you know, and this is the reporter, and it took her, she still investigated for 10, 15 years afterwards, and she said what I got in the afternoon, it took her 10 to 15 years to get, you know, and so, to watch someone go through the motion exactly where I was standing, I started talking about how, I said, did they have an informant from the outside in here, like, did the FBI have an informant? She says, as a matter of fact, they did. I'm like, all right, I said, but why am I getting that the Branch Davidians had someone on the outside? So they had information also being fed back and forth.
Maybe so.
At that exact time, I'm saying that, at the end of this, I mean, I see her and another reporter laughing. And I'm like, okay, what is that about?
Laughing? What were they laughing about?
Well, they look down. On this place, there's rows and rows of trees. Okay? The film work, this guy did, his name is Dave. Amazing. If I could snap, I'm going to have to snapshot some of these photography in it because he's amazing. He captures it beautifully. There's these trees, and they're all named after someone who passed away there. And I happened to be standing over the tree with the guy's name, who was a Branch Davidian who left the compound, and one of the cameramen got lost, was in the field, and this Branch Davidian ran into this cameraman. The cameraman, not knowing that this guy is a Branch Davidian, he said, you need to get out of there. We're going to be filming in there. There's going to be a raid. So this guy, Davy Jones, his name is David Jones, goes back and tells David Koresh, and that started it. I just happened to be standing over the tree that says David Jones. See, I didn't know this stuff. And it's like, that I find it like, that's, how do you look at that? You know what I mean? And it's weird. It's like, okay, that's the kind of stuff that I look for when this stuff happens, because I'm still waiting for the wow effect, you know? And then I saw a bus there, and I heard in my head the children on the bus go round and round. But this burnt bus that I'm looking at, I knew it had nothing to do with the song or that bus. Little did I know, you look over to they didn't show this, but you look over to the left, there's a bus sticking out. They took me over to there. You can see the end of a bus sticking out. Like they dug a hole, took this bus, put it upside down. They use that as a tomb.
Ah,
but the people that were shot first in the first fight that they had with the Davidians and the men that they we the, on right, this side that lost
the one that caused the whole problem.
Yes,